Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next hour, we continue to feature charting songs from the 1970s and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from Bruce Willis, Diana Ross, Bonnie Poynton, Lionel Richie with Alabama, Betty LaVette, and Thelma Houston. All coming up in the next half hour as we kick it off with Bruce Willis, a great song reaching number 5 in 1986, Respect, right here on Motown.
Just get out the way and let the gentleman do his thing.
A Motown memory from Diana Ross, Swept Away, and they reached number 19 in the U.S. pop charts from 1984, and that song was written and produced by Daryl Hall. And we started this half hour with Bruce Willis, yes, the famous actor Bruce Willis. He had a top five song in 1986 with Respect. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all charting songs from the 1970s and 1980s. Well, coming up, Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You. Well, Heaven Must Have Sent You was a song written by Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland, and it was first recorded from the Elgins in 1966. The disco version by Bonnie Pointer was included in her 1978 album entitled Bonnie Pointer. Bonnie stated at the time, quote, "I wanted to cut that tune and the other old Motown tune called When I'm Gone simply because I've always dug them." Well, Bonnie suggested to Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, that Berry remake Heaven Must Have Sent You as a disco track after Bonnie Pointer had heard the Village People's hit YMCA and realized that Heaven Must Have Sent You would work well with an arrangement similar to that of YMCA. Well, it was a very long version of the song also recorded on a 12-inch single that included a much longer instrumental interlude with extra percussion and string solos towards the middle of the song. Well, here is Bonnie Pointer, Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown.
Tom at Motormemories at yahoo.com.
Deep river woman, just anticipating all my love. Spend a night in L.A. just another chance to see you. Just you. Wanted you to know that my playing days are over, 'cause all I do is think of you, the writing's on the wall. Deep river woman, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Deep river woman, Lord, I know she's waiting, just anticipating all my love. I've been out in the world, of my mind about the one thing I've been knowing. You're the only girl I've ever cared for in this world. Deep river woman, Lord, I'm coming home to you. But I know she's waiting, just anticipating all my love. Your kind of love, girl, is forever. Took me a long time to realize
Lionel Richie with Alabama, and that was called Deep River Woman, reaching number 71 from 1987, and we started with Bonnie Pointe, Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 11 from 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all charting songs from the 1970s and 1980s. Well, here we go to 1982 when Betty LaVette, right in the middle of Falling in Love, right here on Motown Memories. We'll be right back.
it's the last thing I do. I'll make you mine. But baby, the first thing is you in my design. Oh, and just like the stars guard the moon way up above me. Hey baby, that's just how I'll guard our love. So love me, come on, please love me. Well, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna take your hand. And though I won't say one word, I know you'll understand. Yeah, yeah. And I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. Baby, if it's the very, very last thing that I do, I'm gonna get you.
Thelma Houston, If It's the Last Thing I Do, and then reached number 47 in the United States pop charts from 1976, and we started with Betty LaVette, right in the middle of Falling in Love, number 35 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1982. This hour, we featured all charting songs from 1970s and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.